Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
The Wedding Show. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, a very special edition of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our fabulous Friday pre-wedding show. It's rehearsal Wednesday. I'm sorry, rehearsal.
What?
Rehearsal Friday. Shut up. Rehearsal Friday on the Wedding Show. That's right, our boy Oscar Santana. About to take the plunge tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Wedding day for Oscar and Shannon. What a special day it's going to be. That's right, tomorrow she will be his girl from Ipanema. Yeah. And when she walks by in her wedding dress, all the fellas will go.
I applaud you for playing the old school version of this, Mike.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tomorrow course, it's all about nuptials.
Oh, it'll be much festive frivolity afterwards as they all dance. All sorts of ethnicities will be represented.
As far as...
Will you bring Clemenza a pitcher of wine?
How you doing? Let me teach you how to make cook for an army.
What? What's that, Oscar?
Okay, my sister asked me what the wedding song for my mom and
wedding
I
song.
Dancing would be.
Can we just play it instead
of
talking
please.
About it? All right, let's play the... this is Oscar's wedding song, and I think you're going to like this. Let me see if I've got the right one. Is that it? No, that's not it. Here we go. Okay, let's play it. All right.
Oscar Santana. Technically, today is the last day of your life as you know it. Tomorrow.
Is this Oscar's mother?
No.
Okay, no, because you're doing her first dance.
Isn't it?
She comes up to us and says, bueno, sir.
Tomorrow you are a man. That's the way it goes. Yes, sir. Right.
No, and may your first son be a masculine son.
May he be a masculine son.
Oh, no. First child. I'm sorry.
May
the
your
son
first
you...
child be a masculine child.
I need some recommendations.
For what?
For my song with my mom.
You haven't chosen it yet?
No.
Oh, dear.
Macarena.
Hold on.
No.
We're not doing
Despacito.
Macarena. No. I already said that to my sister. She said no.
Here we go.
Oh, it's a good one. I go
it's a good one, Rob says. Like he's being sincere. No, I like this one.
What's
better?
A sweet song for a mother and son?
Theme from one. Psycho?
Here you go. Mm-hmm. The first dancer, mother and son. Oscar Santana. This one goes out to Larry King. And empanadas. Yes, sir. No, I don't know. How about this one? Carlin, my romantic song.
It's pretty.
So when you play it, you can think of us. He just passed away recently. The gentle giant. Mr. Don Williams. Hey, we'd like to welcome for the first time as man and wife as we welcome you onto the floor of the yoga studio. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Mr. and Mrs. Oscar Zaballos.
Yay! Woo!
Sing it for the kids, Don. Take it away.
I don't believe in superstars.
All right, there we go.
That's pretty.
It's very
and
sweet.
And then, of course, Rob Spiewak sends this one along for you.
Oh,
I hope you enjoy this
You know,
song.
I would stop by to sing it.
Yeah. Rob Spiewak, sing the song for them.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama. There's Daddy and Mammy,
guys,
and Ephraim and Sammy on the moonlight night.
You're having fun, Mike, but I think we really do offer. We should
help.
Offer.
I need
him.
Help, you jerks.
Yeah, this is a good one that always works, and the crowd will enjoy it.
Yeah. Hey, for the first time as man and wife, let's say, hey, Mr. Zaballos, thanks for making it in from South America for this particular event. We're real happy you can pull it. Yes, sirree. Hey, Jose, thanks for all the financial help, including that killer bachelor party. Yeah, that's right. Let's say hi to all the wedding girls here. Here's the wedding party, guys. That's right. Line them up. Line them up shoulder to shoulder. Aren't they fantastic? They're working for you. Absolutely. Hey, in a few minutes, we're going to cut the cake. What a good time we're having at the Oscar and Shannon wedding, everybody.
Now, Will Shannon have to have a special dance? Because this is another good one.
She has her song.
Oh, it's set in stone?
Yeah.
She won't go with the Weather Girls?
No.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the wedding. What a good time it is. Hey, how are those empanadas? You bet. I've never had better. That's a hell of a caterer. Sure glad we got a wedding planner. Boy, oh boy, we're having a good time on wedding day 2017. Let's bring in our wedding planner. Hey, say hi to the crowd, won't you, lady? Seriously, don't be shy. Say hi. Say hi.
Hi. We're your weather girl.
I do that with a little delay, too.
It was great.
Yeah. Hey, do you know how much extra a charger is for, did you even know what a charger was?
Charger is the big plate that you don't use.
They charge you for the charger.
How do you think they got the name?
You mean the plate that goes under the plate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, turn your music down, Rob. When you're done with yours, you have to turn it off. That's right. Why we can trade music. That's the way it works. My God.
Oh, it's pretty.
Hey, Mom and Dad, thanks so much for being you. Thanks for making this D special. And now it's time to say goodbye to everybody. Hey, please, you need to vacate the yoga studio by 5 o'clock. Hey, everybody.
Late at night.
I love it.
Yeah. When it's dark
and cold. Don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
If you had Rob Spiewak and I DJing your wedding, it would be absolutely incredible. Wouldn't it, Flav?
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Do you have a song for the bridesmaids yet?
I don't think you need one.
Well, I think it might be nice.
Are you going to have a little get-together the day after the wedding?
Yeah, brunch.
I told you guys.
You're going to meet in the hotel maybe and you'll have breakfast
hotel
together?
Hotel lobby.
Okay, make sure you play
get
this.
Get the square eggs.
I think it's important to play this afterwards. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll say, hey, how was last night? You kids get some rest, and then you can look at your entire party sitting around the breakfast table. You can look each of them in the eye, and you can sing these words, Oscar.
So I sing you to sleep.
You know, we are staying at a Kimpton. I didn't talk to our friend, but we all are staying there, if I'm not mistaken.
That's
right around the corner, yes.
The one up up here?
No, we're staying at the one right next to the hotel in DuPont Circle.
Oh, that's
pretty. Yes, pretty. Yeah. I mean, to the yoga studio.
And here's something for the bride, Mike. You know, we don't want to forget her. Henry Gross.
What is this?
This is a song about a dead dog. But the dog was named
Shannon. I have no idea what this
Shannon.
Song.
Another day's at end.
It's terrible.
Glad I brought this up, guys.
Are you serving?
You really do need a song.
I do need a song. I'm asking you. Mm-hmm.
Are you serving booze? That's the question.
Yes.
I have for you. Oh, that's important.
Oh, because yeah. You know what?
This makes the world go round. Everybody, what a fantastic wedding reception this is. That's right. They're man and wife. Mom, Dad, grab your hands. Jose and his wife. Everybody, come on. Get the entire clan out of the dance floor. Baby. Woo! Me back to my DJ days. I'm sorry.
You did great.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Losing my mojo. Are you excited?
I need a song. I'm asking you for help.
You need a song that is
to
like
dance with my mom that doesn't signify that I'm trying to bang my mom. Something not romantic.
Okay. Right. How about this one?
Dragon is getting old.
Mother's Little Helper by the Rolling Stones.
Now you're just playing songs.
All right. Here's
you're playing
one.
Songs just to play songs.
Mother Popcorn. I'd like to see Jolie get out and move her feet.
You know what? I think you embrace your Latin heritage.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, I think you do. Yes.
You guys are the worst.
No, you don't want to do that? Or you could do it.
These are all of your PT therapist songs.
Yeah. I do
Dr.
like
Dr. Salsa.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I know what these are.
I just want something a little more romantic. No, they're all up. To
it's all about.
No, they're.
No, I'm not doing that.
I like that one.
I'm going through all my Latin songs. They're all too up tempo.
That was a really good one. Can you go back to that one?
How about this one? I picked your mom.
She has arthritis.
This could cure it.
It's going to hurt her.
How about this?
Oh.
La La Land.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love
that. She might call it Ya Ya Land.
Rob, take it away. Go ahead. I know you want to play. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just looking ahead.
He was just looking ahead.
Just looking ahead. There's
Now I cue him, and now he doesn't have
He's
a song.
He's got nothing.
Ready. He's going to play
He's
eight songs
dick.
In the middle of the ones I'm playing. How about
all Chalky Colin over here?
Come on, Chalky. Oh, this is nice.
Isn't this nice?
See, Rob's being sincere right now. I think this would work. What do you think? How deep is our love?
Yes. Don't grab her ass, though.
This is like a sexual song.
No, it's not.
Do you think it's edible?
It's not edible. Your
eyes in the morning. No, no, I'm not doing that.
Morning sun. It's like a swinger song.
All right, how about this? Something with a little brass. You can show off when dancing into this.
What am I going to swing my mom around?
Yeah.
What is this?
Pull out my back.
What the hell is this with a 9-minute intro?
9 minutes. My ass.
Your eyes are blue. Your
Her eyes are blue.
She doesn't have eyes of blue.
Well, we'll have to rewrite it then.
I thought you guys would have something like Roberta Flack or whatever her name is.
You know what? This really, seriously, this might be the most appropriate. I mean, I listen, and we're talking about a long intro here. Now, I'd like to explain myself, if
Please.
I may. And when I say something like that, that means I've got a rather lengthy intro that I have to deal with, okay? But I think when you're talking about the first dance that you're going to have with your dear, sweet mother, there are many things that you two have in common. Of course, she gave birth to you.
Yes.
You support her.
Yes.
You take care of her. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, you have a responsibility to her because dad is not in the country.
Yes, right. Yes, yes, yes.
So when you consider that that is something that you both share more than any
Absolutely.
Other thing, perhaps the loneliness, perhaps the frustration, perhaps the fact that you know, it's like pulling teeth even to get him to come to a family wedding, for Christ's sake.
True.
This might be an appropriate song to play to dance with your mother, and maybe when you dance to it, the DJ could send this out to your dad.
Okay.
And, you know, you could just do a little shuffle across the dance floor. And it is a long, it's an insanely long intro.
I think it's like a minute 17.
It's a minute 17.
I believe.
Intro,
but
you know what? I still think it's worth playing the intro and also playing the song so it can get to the hook.
This will get the family out on the dance floor.
I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's listen to the Temptations, correct?
The Tempting Temptations, of course.
The Tempting Temptations and one of their greatest hits known as Papa Was a Rolling Stone.
Mike!
It's
How dare you?
Might be a little insulting to your dad. But,
yeah.
No.
But let's see.
He just picks up moss wherever he goes.
But will he be there?
Ceballos and her baby
He'll
Oscar.
Be there.
That's great.
Now that I realize that it's a ridiculously long intro.
But we're, you know, in for a dime, in for a dollar. We've got to hear it
we're
out.
We're in.
Yeah, we're in, baby.
We've taken this much time.
Strings!
Yeah. Bring in the strings. Yeah, this record wasn't overproduced.
No.
Yeah. Maybe we should
it
do
was
this.
The 3rd of September.
All right.
Yeah.
Daddy was...
That in. Day I'll always remember.
Okay, listen to the lyrics. Okay, this is Mr. Zabaya.
Oh, there was a day
yes.
that my daddy died.
No, it's no good.
He's dead.
That's horrible.
It only works if he's alive.
I think we need to go back to something sweet for him and his mother. That's what we really require.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman, that's sexual.
No, it's not.
They can't
He loves
sexual.
Her, and she's beautiful. And the fact that he loves her, it shows.
She's got arthritis, but, you know, she's still in relatively decent shape.
Wonderful shape.
You know, I think that perhaps...
No!
Oh, and this
Can
is
you
nice.
Take Oscar's hand right now.
Because it mentions her measurements.
We've got a special dance for just you two right now. Please welcome Mama Zabaios and her little baby boy. You hear that at a lot of weddings. I mean,
you sure do.
That's the way you do it.
You know? You guys, that is horrible.
This one, hey, you know what? Maybe a country song might be appropriate. I think that wouldn't be too bad. Mm-hmm. I think this would be a chance for people to get together, and it'd be a nice slow one with the arthritis. She could dance with you. Charlie Rich.
My baby makes me proud.
Lord, this is sweet.
That is.
Me
proud. Now, right now, it sounds like my baby makes me proud. Your mom
Does
is proud.
Does he do a Spanish version?
No.
No, it's the wrong country.
Now, unfortunately,
all over me.
It takes a different turn.
It does.
You're all over me in a crowd. That really.
Well, no, because she's a
PDA. People like to
talk. That really children wrong. Need to
be
observed.
She's a helicopter mom. Yeah.
When he goes out to Olney and the door shuts, then the people might speculate in the neighborhood.
When they turn out the lights.
Oh, the lights.
Oh, no. Now it's this, no.
It's bedtime.
It's not, didn't she not talking me in?
this lyric but, wouldn't work.
And when we get behind
closed doors. That's not going to work. I'm sorry.
No.
Let's take it in a different direction. No, I don't think it's a country music crowd, Mike.
Okay.
What you need is something with a more pounding backbeat that will get them out on the floor. This has got a nice 4-4 beat, and you could definitely dance to this. And who doesn't love Rod Stewart?
I hate Rod Stewart. Turn that off. I hate that.
Oh, great one.
Woo. Mrs. Zabalios, take your baby boy out on the dance floor right now. Kick it.
Kick it.
There we go. Having a good time at the yoga studio. That's right. We're having fun now. How was that cake? You bet your ass it was good. Cost us a friggin' fortune.
So wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
Can I please have a song?
Something more current, maybe.
You know, I left my parents' house yesterday, and my oldest sister, which is my second mom, she goes, pick a song, please. The DJ keeps asking.
Now, this is a song for the first dance with your mom?
Mother. Yes. Yeah. I will. I'm going to talk to the guys tomorrow. They are musicologists. They're going to help me. You're doing the opposite now.
I think.
No!
Right.
No!
Everybody, how about Mama Zabalios' little boy Oscar? Look at that! Look at that! That tuxedo looks fantastic on him, doesn't it, Mama? No, that's not gonna.
All of these songs, at least the last three, are all stripper club songs. Right.
I understand that, but you know what?
I'll
tell you, one of my all-time favorites. This is fantastic. What a great wedding day it is, Mrs. Santana. They were decent empanadas, but not as good as yours, am I right? You're damn right I'm right. Hey, it's hip to be square. We know you're not hip, but he's square.
I like the notion of something upbeat. That's really what you need. You need to go upbeat, otherwise you're going to have a problem out there. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Oh, I've got a good one here. How about this one? This is good for your mom, I think.
She'll like this one?
Yeah, this is a good one. Winner. This is Prince, and it's a more romantic take on music.
Can't play any Prince song.
No, Do Me Baby is a good song.
Do Me Baby!
That is not going to work.
No, that would be so awkward.
Okay, stop that. Pony, why did you request that?
I don't know.
Because you're out of your mind.
Diego, do you have any songs?
Yes. Oscar, I got you. I'm looking out for you, all right?
What do you got?
I went to the experts at brides.com, right?
Oh, look, yes, finally. Somebody went to a list.
All right, this is good. Diego, this is good instinct because this is wrapping the bit up.
Yes.
This is good. I'm done playing songs. Yes. What do you have?
So
what
the article is 40 best mother-son dance songs, but I'm only going to name a few.
Top three,
Child of Mine by Carole King.
Do you have that, Rob?
I don't know. Check. I don't know.
Do you have the Guns N' Roses version?
That's Sweet Child of Mine.
What's number two?
Number two, Because You Loved Me by Celine Dion.
Sucks. No.
And number one, A Song for Mama by Boyz II Men.
Ick.
You might like that one, Oscar.
What's number four?
Number four, number five.
I'll Say a Little Prayer by Aretha Franklin.
That's a good song.
And I'll Always Love My Mama by The Intruders.
Is that the whole list?
No, it's a huge list.
Give us some more lists because you're picking horrible songs. Yes.
God Only Knows by the Beach Boys. What a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong.
I like that one.
Oh, What a Wonderful
Big
World.
Big win.
There you go.
What a Wonderful World.
What a Wonderful World.
Rob, do you have it?
I'll have it one sec, yeah.
That was my Louis.
Rob's got it. See, Rob's got 10,000 songs.
I see trees of
this
green
is
and red roses too. What a Wonderful World for me and you.
This is beautiful. Look. Do you not? How can you argue with
trees of green? And you know what else?
It's so short. Yes,
that's important.
Great for her arthritis.
What a wonderful
world. Let's do this.
Great for her arthritis. All right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, thank you, Diego.
You're welcome, Oscar.
I'm texting this right now to the fam.
And in case the DJ doesn't have it, remember, it's called Do Me Baby, and it's by Prince.
All right. Now we can turn that down because prepared because I care.
Yes, desperately.
Because I care.
Thank you.
I have prepared a wedding poem. I will not be at the festivities.
Wedding poem.
The wedding poem. I will not be at the festivities, but I thought it was important on this wonderful occasion to take pen to paper. If you boys would indulge me,
please.
Do you need? Do you want background music, instrumental music, like romantic music,
or do you want wedding music? What would you like?
Something instrumental would be nice.
All right, how about this is nice.
Okay, that'll be fine. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Here we go. Oscar and Shannon are wedding. My God, the day finally has come. I thought that this never could happen. I really thought he was too dumb. But as usual, Oscar has done it. He surprised us in every way. He's finally making her honest. And he's not making her family pay. So here's to the wonderful people. May happiness find them at last. You too enjoy every minute. And I hope that your wedding's a blast. But remember, when all the dust settles and you lie in the marital bed, be kind and keep loving each other. And remember these words that are said. Marriage is a fine institution, and this one feels righter than right. But Oscar, the scholarship's over, and now you better keep yourself tight.
So
start
true.
The show, fam.
So true.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Wow. Looks like somebody got a name, Woodshop. Yeah, it's always been kind of a hobby. I whittled that out of beech wood. Huh, it's beautiful. So, yeah. So what got you into carpentering? Carpentry? I guess I'd have to say Jesus. He was a carpenter, and I just figured if you're going to follow in someone's footsteps, who better than Christ?
Christ's Jewish.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, so was JC. Wow, you're in good company.
Why don't you show Greg and Pam your gifts?
Now, I just put a fresh coat of lacquer on this morning, so bear with me with the fumes.
Isn't that something?
That's incredible.
Thank you.
Roses, Deb's favorite.
Yes, right.
It's beautiful, the little holes for candles.
Well, exactly, and then later they'll collect rainfall and make a tiny bird bath.
That's great.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. What is it?
It's an altar. Or you might call it a chuppah. I'm going to take it over to the Burnses. And tomorrow, Robert and Deborah will meet beneath it to become man and wife. And later, when they purchase a home, maybe it'll grace their garden. And that's my sappy romantic idea.
That's taken forever to build.
Yeah, not too bad. About 70 hours. Which isn't bad, considering I carved it all by hand from one piece of wood.
Pancake, let's go. Mom's got your suit out here.
Coming, Dad.
You better get going. Yeah. Gosh, she's great. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. And by the way, she just had the nicest things to say about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Gosh. Man, we had some good times together. Boy, she is a tomcat. Reach out
of space. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Pfeiffer Studios at our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We're on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and it is brought to you by Draft. Woo! We did our draft.
Yes.
Big Five Sillies together. What the hell was it
called? They don't need to know about it, Mike. They just need to know to follow us on Draft. Easy. I like to have a competition, much like you guys did on Facebook. Who can have the most followers on Draft?
All right, I'm M. O'Mara.
That's you, me. Rob?
I'm Chalky Colon.
What?
Yeah, had to do shtick. You had to do shtick on draft. Chalky colon.
I live to entertain. Bit. Well, it's an old. When I used to have an Elvis email address, it was chalky colon@elvis.com.
Chalky colon is great.
Chalky colon.
I'm the very hysterical M. O'Mara.
I would say you and I, as I'm Oscar F. Santana, you and I, Mike, are playing to win.
Yeah, playing to win.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, we're in a competition with each other. You can follow us on Draft. Draft is the brand new app. It's the best fantasy app. It's killing. It's doing beautifully.
So cool.
Draft is weekly fantasy football, not like the other guys. By the way, they've got an auto draft feature, which we all did when we got in our own league.
God, it's
Oscar
great.
Oscar is taking on Rob and myself, and we did it in, how many, was it 15 seconds?
It was so quick, and it's funny. It was like a slot machine because you saw what players you got.
Oh, it was so much
you could
fun.
Hear me all across the fourth floor going, Tom Brady!
Try the auto draft
Brady!
Feature on it. It's really cool when you do it. The drafts last for just 1 week, and there's no management, no salary caps. Just set it, forget it. It will even do the draft for you, as it did for us. We did it for fun. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Draft even will take care of last-minute injuries for you, and you can follow Oscar F. Santana. Oscar F. Santana, M. O'Mara, and Chalky Colon.
Chalky Colon, one word.
Let's see how many followers we can all get this week on
People
draft.
People are going to have such a hard time finding Rob with
I
Chalky.
I don't think so. I think Chalky Colon is going to have a lot of impact.
Follow us, invite us to join a draft with you. We'll do it. We'll play with you.
Do it.
Draft start, so they want to get us into the TMOS League. That's fine. We can do that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Draft start every couple of minutes, so you can join one right now. And the best part, cold hard cash. Draft start from just $1, so there's a draft for everyone. Come and join us on draft today. Download the app anytime. Just search Draft in your app store. It installs on your phone in seconds.
Yep.
And you can play. Or you can play from your computer like I do as well. I use the app and the computer. PlayDraft.com. The choice is yours for a limited time only. All new players get a free entry into a draft when you make your first deposit. But you got to use the promo code TMOS when you get involved. And then follow us. Oscar F. Santana, M. O'Mara, and Chalky Colon. That's right. Play for a real money game for free just for you.
This just in, Mike, from Draft.com.
Hold on. Play code TMOS. What? What are you interrupting my commercial with?
This just in from Draft.com. Mac the intern just followed you.
Oh, that's it. Thank you, Mac. Look forward to playing with you. Use the code TMOS on your first deposit on Draft. Just search Draft in the App Store or go to PlayDraft.com.
Do
and
it.
Play for free with the promo code TMOS, and we thank you.
I love when you write a poem.
That was very sweet. Thank you.
Since we're not participating in this big weekend for our boy that we worked with for 8 years.
Is anyone at your house today, or is everyone in Olney?
Everyone is in Olney.
Because you'll be getting a little something today.
Oh,
yes.
Well, I'll be there.
Okay, then you'll be there.
They found my wallet, which is nice.
Is this
as well.
Your wedding gift?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is this the first wedding gift, or have you...
No.
It's not a mother wedding gift.
No, this is the first wedding gift.
The first.
See, the wedding gift is going to arrive the day before the wedding.
The wedding gift.
Mm-hmm.
You got in on time, and technically you have a year.
You squeezed it in there.
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity, this is not being competitive.
Right.
Because you know I don't have a competitive bone in my body.
I'll put a competitive bone in your body. What?
When did you get my gift?
Like a month and a half ago.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So you had the urge to get it over with, did you?
Sure. Yeah. Be that way.
I'm not the one who started it.
Be that way. You besides, there'll be though.
Yeah. We put it in use. We didn't wait till the wedding.
By the way, if
there will be a second gift arriving today as well, because I bet you ignored the dog.
Oh,
you bastard!
Yeah, Linus sent Santos a gift.
You. Bastard.
It's so cute.
The thing to do with Oscar Santana is to sometimes, if he doesn't have it, if you can discern that he doesn't, and I think somehow I found that out, you send Oscar the gifts that he sent you. And he's usually very pleased because he sends like wonderful
tech
gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar's giving me like almost all my great tech gifts.
I remember that time you put your Xbox One on the wall with Velcro and it fell right off.
Did we actually see it fall, or did we just see that it had fallen?
It did fall.
Okay.
You know, when I get to Maine, I will show you the chip of the section of drywall that peeled away that is still not repaired.
Do you remember you blamed Rob for it?
How did I get blamed for it? I remember being blamed, but I don't remember the rationale.
Because you told him to use Velcro. And yeah, he went right out to that main shop and got industrial.
You said use Velcro and stick it to the wall.
I've said that I have attached a power strip to my desk using Velcro. And yes. I think you might have made the leap to say Velcro
Xbox
is what I need.
Yes.
Well, the way I did it probably was that it was too heavy and it just pulled away.
You see, but we've all made the mistake. The Velcro held, of course, like a rock. I had to repair about a 6x8-inch hole in my wall the first time I mounted a microphone at my desk because I thought I had found the stud, but I did not.
Mm.
And, you know, the weight of a microphone boom pulled the wall out like it was made of taffy. And there was a massive hole for that.
Since we're talking about repairs, I have to tell you that today, not here yet, but today, I'll update you about this on Monday. They are coming out to my house. They couldn't come yesterday because of the rain, but they're coming out today. And before Hurricane Irma hit, I discovered that I had a problem with my skylight.
Sure.
And the roofing company came out and said, yeah, you've got it's a leaky area around the skylight. It wasn't done the perfect way to start with. And I'm going to throw in a hurricane inspection. And you know how much I hate insurance, correct?
It's never treated you badly.
I hate insurance.
I know you
I hate don't. Everything about it. By the way, the healthcare stuff has already begun now, and you've got the government that's kind of making it more difficult for people because they don't like Obamacare.
Right.
So it's now another dance that we're going through. But I hate all insurance. I hate insurance bills. I hate dealing with insurance companies. I hate it. But the fact is that it's been such a big deal with Irma and everybody with roof damage. I am telling you, and I'm going on record saying, as much as I hate insurance companies, I will not be exploiting this situation where I have a roof repair that was scheduled before the hurricane to, you know, say that that had to do with Irma. Now, if they come up and they say, you got tiles missing, you got a problem with the roof, and structurally things are not good, well, then it's all onto the insurance claim. And I can't even imagine how difficult that's going to be with a major disaster down here.
You're as honest as the day is long. You don't want any, you know, blood money. You just want what you have coming
to you. No, I don't
want
to screw people because of that. But, I mean, I'd be lying to you if the, you know, the temptation wasn't there with they were supposed to do it the week of the hurricane.
That's a sign of a clever mind, Mike, but your cleverness is exceeded by your honesty.
Yeah, but actually, you can look in my, you know, when you down here, you see a lot of water damage inside of people's houses.
Sure.
And you can go into my bathroom and you can see the seams where the water seeped through.
Yeah.
Seepage.
You could see where the seepage comes through. And I just wanted to publicly say that with as much as I hate insurance companies, I'm not going to lie to them.
All right.
No bilking here.
Would you like to hold up a copy of today's newspaper so we have a timestamp on this?
No, Rob, I won't do that, but I'm just here to tell you I won't take advantage.
Get your brake rotors fixed yet?
Oh, that's right.
Yes. By the way, that was easy peasy. That was as easy. That was no paperwork at all, which
really?
Was stunning to me. Yes, that was take it in, drop it off. By the way, the guy, you know when the guy took my car in? The day after he got power back.
Oh, good for
God.
Him.
That's
good
how
for
good
him.
This guy was. And, you know, and I would give the business a plug, but we are really waiting to see if those brakes do hold on.
True enough.
Just to see if they're working 100%. You know?
Well, you do want to say thanks to Cooter out there. Yeah.
How you doing? Yeah, we're getting off at the exit, honey. Oh,
I can't do that. I can't shake my microphone.
Oh, that's right.
New boom coming in today.
The new boom coming in.
Got home from the grocery store. The cream had turned to butter. That's how shaky it was.
Oh, my God. Shecky's going to be killing me tonight.
He's excited for my wedding.
I am.
He's excited because it's Friday. I've been dealing with Friday, Rob, for, well, the whole time we've been working.
Quarter of a century.
5-6 years, right?
What are the big plans this weekend?
25.
What, do you have something going on this weekend?
We'll be calling the Powder Puff football game. This is not a varsity game. Doing this as a favor.
What, a bunch of girls in, tutus?
No, it's a girls football game.
Yes.
You're calling that one?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you just did varsity.
Well, this was a favor for the Chubbicks. Chubbicks asked me to do it.
Well, no surprise
there. And when Miss Chubbick calls,
Rob says which one of the Chubbicks' 11 kids are playing in this game?
Hortense, I think, is playing. No, I don't know that any of the girls are playing. None of the Chubbick girls are playing, but Miss Chubbick runs the boosters. So it's she's sort of responsible for making sure
there's
game
some illicit like triangle of sex / volunteering / bake sale going
Let
on.
Me just
then, then you better clue me into it because I'm not getting any of that.
Rob gives away his talent more than anybody on the show, and especially if it's local and it's like in his backyard, he will do that. But I would venture to say that even Mr. Rob Spiewak, on a perfect day, if you did not have the Mrs. Chubbick factor, he may not dive in.
You're if she looked like one of the cast members of This Is Us, and by one, I mean the big one.
Oh, Chrissy Metz.
Yes.
I think, Mike, that if you had a personal friend that asked you to do a favor that really involved maybe a 40-minute investment and that you would enjoy doing it, you would do it. Wouldn't you?
But she asks all the time. All things equal.
No, she doesn't ask all the time. This is the first time she has asked outside of the varsity football, which I committed to.
I will say this. I enjoy doing stuff that's not related to what I do for a living.
Like
so
what?
So, for example, well, like Carl and I next week are going to be going to the local soup kitchen here, and we're going to be doing some work out there in a place called Immokalee, Florida.
Okay.
And I like that because I like doing stuff that's just not involved with
broadcasting
the mic all the time. If somebody asked me to do an auction, even if it's 40 minutes of my time, well, first of all, it wouldn't be 40 minutes of my time.
No.
I'll do them, but.
We're together there. I hate auctions.
The auctions have worn me out, to be honest with you. It's just something.
Yeah, but that art auction we do or that giveaway, you murdered.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't mean that I can't do it. It's auctions are tough.
You don't do cartwheels looking forward to going into that kind of an evening.
Oscar and I are not
a clown.
We're going to split the auction this year.
I will be with Rob.
Because it is 17 hours this year?
It's long.
It's a long night.
But it's fun.
It is.
My moment, this is my singular moment for an auction. My kids, back in the day when I used to make some money, and I was my kids were at a school that cost money. And I will tell you that I was asked the very first year my children were in this school, I was asked to host the auction.
Whoa.
And that auction, that year,
mm-hmm.
because Don and I were doing our high-powered radio program mm-hmm. that was occasionally a tad controversial,
mm-hmm.
there were mommies that approached the principal of the school, the headmaster, and they said to him that they weren't comfortable with me doing the auction.
Oh, my God.
And the headmaster, Mr. Peter Quinn, remember his name?
Quinn.
Wonderful, wonderful human being, really terrific at his job, had my back and came to me. He said, you know, I equated for if we were to ask Al Pacino to do an auction and you saw his movie Scarface, you'd be saying that's the type of auction he's going to do. I feel the same way about your show. And nobody ever got it so clearly
than
this guy and having my back. And I went on to do a couple of them. Here's what turned me off. This was the beginning of many, many negative experiences when I did an auction. All right. This is back when I had my little Irish pub. And I believe that I offered a dinner for 8 people with wine at my little Irish pub, all right? Mm. And the snobby bitchersons that were at this auction, the climbers, the elites, the people that I was never, ever comfortable, no matter what my paycheck said, I was never comfortable being around them. And I'm still not.
Right.
If you invite me to a party where people are wealthy, I don't feel comfortable.
It's not your scene,
ever.
Daddy-o.
I don't dig it. Take me to the tiki bar and get me a bucket of beer for $10.
$3 margarita, Mike.
That's me.
That's you.
That's who I really am. And so, I mean, but it's true. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to pull the everyman BS. This is who I am.
Right.
So I go to this thing and I am up there sweating balls. trying to get people to bid
for a good cause.
And it is pulling teeth. And you know why it was pulling teeth? Because it was my little working class Irish pub, and they were like that. And I remember I'm hocking it, right? And I'm thinking we're going to get a grand. We're going to get $1,200. Sure. We're going to get a really nice, and I got maybe like $300-$400.
Oh,
right?
God.
And then right after that, snobby bitch Patterson was up there and she was offering a dinner party for 4 at her home, and she's an accomplished chef. But she's not an accomplished chef. She's a rich bitch that decides that she's gonna have people over and cook something.
Ugh.
And it was dinner for 4. And they got $2,700 for it.
Oh,
and
my
it was right
God.
After I had my dinner for 8. And I was done.
I guess so.
I never darkened their door again. I said, if you're going to disrespect me on that level. And it was stunning. I was a circus freak. That's what I was to these people.
Wow.
And I never forgot it. I never, ever forgot how bad that made me feel.
Yeah, I guess
terrible.
So.
Because it's public and it's people with money and everybody's doing the climbing and they're bidding on things that make them look good.
Yep.
They're not necessarily bidding on... Now, I've been to auctions also where you can offer up just incredible deals, yep. right? Like somebody gives a vacation home somewhere, and that's uh-huh. a good auction. Mm. But I will never forget my level of pain that I went through. I was so bummed. The rest of that auction, I seriously... All right, what's the opening bid? $50. $50. Do I hear $100? $150. Sold to you for $100.
Kick to the teeth.
I literally yep. phoned it in.
God.
It was terrible.
But it's good to know you don't hold a grudge.
No, you don't.
I'm still bitter after all this.
Yes.
I am. I really am.
They also brought you in and tried to shake you down for some money as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. They did that as well. But this is the people that didn't want me in the first place. They never made it more clear. Thank you. Thank you. S&D.
Hey, they won. You left.
What? Yes,
they
I left.
You left. Goodbye.
Not necessarily my choice. We will come back, and I have a keyboard question when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll talk tech on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. It's Tony P.
It's me, it's Gary S.
And on this week's episode of the show, we celebrate the high holiday of Yom Kippur. Do you celebrate it? Is that what you do?
If you want to, go ahead.
Okay,
yes.
Happy Yom Kippur to you.
Thank you.
And we'll teach you all about it. It's a wonderful holiday.
Happy Kwanzaa to you.
Thank you very much. You're early. Also, Gary meets a woman with an unusual name, and he can't believe it. Think pancakes.
Oh, like that won't give it away. Good clue, Tony.
Check it out. TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Man, Gary had such a great time with Mrs. Butterworth. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. If you're buying a house,
Mrs. Butterworth? That's an interesting name.
If you're buying a house, you probably don't know what you're doing. No offense, it's tricky. You don't do it all the time, so it doesn't make sense to just do it willy-nilly. How about consulting an expert that has your best interest in mind? You need someone who understands the best way for you to get what you need. Cornerstone First Financial, we love them. They're our housemates here.
Good guys.
At our Mike O'Mara Show studios in Washington, D.C. Interest rates are super low right now. Low, 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 low. Low to do that to an interest rate. Low. Low. So now is the time to lock in, before they go up again. If you were clocking in, you'd be working at a factory.
Right.
That's what you do maybe to earn the money. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about locking in.
Sure.
Locking in. As a matter of fact, we have a sound for that, for locking in. Lock in that interest rate, then I'll have to use it again.
Right.
There it is. Now I'll open it. Here we go. Now it's anyway, it's Cornerstone First Financial, and be like listener Maureen Knight. When she refinanced Cornerstone, got the lender to pay closing costs. She spent zero out of pocket. Plus, they helped her save a ton on her homeowner's insurance. Click the banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing, just like Maureen Knight did.
Yep.
That's cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. I will tell you that I have a keyboard question, then we can move on with the show.
Computer keyboard or like electronic keyboard?
Is it a
computer?
My Mac.
Okay. When I lay out things... What?
Gaming keyboard or regular keyboard?
No. Regular keyboard that I use every day.
Make sure.
When I am typing a sentence... I will write one for things on the show, one with a period.
Right.
And then a parenthesis, and then I will move on.
Okay.
And I put two spaces in between the number and when I'm going to start the item, which is capitalized. And what I've done with this computer now is I will do the spaces very quickly.
Ba-ba.
And when I do that, for some reason, my keyboard is putting a period after the parentheses, which makes me... No, there he is. Look at him. Okay, someone's got wood. Hold on. Next microphone.
I was going to ask if I could turn it off just to make him nuts.
He seems to be ready with
it. Oh, he's petrified.
Right now. Right. What's my dilemma?
Go ahead, jerk.
Mac?
Well,
hey, stop. Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Apple has a quick gesture that if you put two spaces, it's a faster way to put a period. So there's a setting on there that whenever you hit space twice, it'll put a period.
And
go to your settings on your keyboard.
Hold on.
He just
he's giving me the good answer. He's helping me.
Yeah, but
Rob.
The tone. It's the tone.
Yeah.
It's
sorry. What's the wrong
am I right? Tone? Apple has a thing. You go to your
settings. Yeah, I'm not I didn't know they had it for Macs, but I know this for a fact.
I wish
iPhone.
I had something for my Mac. Silence key.
What is wrong with
so
you?
Mean to him. Stop
he's
it.
So how very, dare very you? Mean. So is there a way to disable that?
Yes, it would be in the settings. Or just press space slower. You have to do space pause. Space.
Or there's no way I another can solution. Slower. I'm too speedy on my.
You know what I do when I make a list and I find it actually is more visually appealing? I would do
what
one parenthesis tab. I like hitting the tab button.
Yeah, you get
it, gives you about,
space.
It gives you about three spaces, and it's only one button.
Tab
and you'll
it
never
out,
get
Mike.
Your
don't stingy with your
tab. Rock the tab.
All right. I see. That's it. Now we move on with the show.
Yes.
I get that question answered, and we can do that.
Boom.
And I can
bam.
I can tell you all about our newest family member that we have in the O'Mara household.
Oh, what?
Is
this
she with
week,
child?
I've been meaning to tell you about it all week. This week, we welcomed a fish.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Bubble
called
Wanda? The fourth.
Who?
What?
Bubble the fourth.
Oh, you've had three previous bubbles?
Three fish have just, you know, I thought for a while it might be the water because we had two after the initial death of Bubble.
Sure.
We had Bubble the second, Bubble the third. Now, Bubble the
second.
Did
your son name him Bubble?
Yes, he named him
That's
Bubble.
That's awesome.
That's how cute he is.
That's cute.
So Bubble the second died that day, like when I got Bubble back.
Oh, and then did you return him?
From the scratch and dent aisle?
I don't know if we returned him. It was like 35 cents.
Hey, dude, that adds up. After five fish.
Yeah. But it's the hassle of bringing a dead fish into the pet store that I...
Oh, you guys returned the fish?
Well, you can. You can return the fish if they pass away. The one
that.
We got, the second one, it was the first one that Carla replaced, and that one died. The second one I got, and the lady at the pet store said, now, take the plastic bag that this fish...
The lady
take
at
the
pet the
plastic
store said,
bag.
We just could call another pet store and get you some other parakeets.
I would, I'd like 10. And so she said, take the plastic bag, sit it in the water of the bowl.
Yes.
And let the fish acclimate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Temperature
wise.
And
I did
right,
that,
right?
And the fish died 2 days later.
Well, you don't have to leave it in there for that long.
Mike, did it die?
No, I didn't leave the... I let it out after 15 minutes. Okay, I let it out of the plastic bag. Yeah. But then it bought the farm.
Do you guys have a filter
later.
On that water?
No, or? it's a bowl. One fish. It's a tiny little goldfish.
Yeah.
It's not a goldfish. It's kind of a fish with lots of fins.
Oh, I know
very,
what you mean.
Very it, dramatic fins.
Did it die or was it murder?
It's murder. Murder.
That's what I'm scared about with kids. If I have a
don't
kid,
leave them in the bowl, they'll die.
No, if they're killing
the kids,
if I find out that like my kid is killing animals, big problem.
Well, he had nothing to do with it because we the prime.
You guys feed
him? He doesn't. Yes, we feed him and you can't overfeed them. You have to be very careful.
But you
about
mustn't
that.
Underfeed them.
Well, I think underfeeding would be in these particular delicate creatures. Underfeeding might be an option to overfeeding.
Low calorie diet.
Like, you don't want their little tummies, their little fish tummies, to explode because of too much fish chow.
10 goldfish.
I would like. I was wondering if you could get me 10 of them. But this fish is. I'm going to tell you about the latest. Bubble the Fourth is rocking.
Really?
I mean,
smart.
Active. And by the way, the bull is super smart. He fetches. No. The thing.
Give me your fin.
Bubble the goldfish. It's in a traditional goldfish bowl, so there's no filter.
Right.
Who's
you
that?
Just
have
to change out
the water.
Right.
What cartoon is it that has a fish that really is kind of blasé about everything? That just doesn't care, doesn't is always is it it's the Simpsons, the one with the three eyes?
Hold there's
on,
a no, three eyed fish in the Simpsons, yeah.
No, it's Diego.
It's American Dad with the German fish.
Yeah, American Dad has a German fish that's always a snoot and a snob and rude and hates the world.
This fish, if I can just by its fish
Thank
language.
You,
I can tell you that the fish is very lively, and I think this fish is gonna have we got it.
Is he German?
Tuesday. He's not German. I don't know what kind of fish he is. I don't even know what brand he is. What species?
It's Sears.
Kirkland.
A roebuck fish.
The Petco. By the way, this past Sunday at my church was the blessing of the animals.
Oh, did you bring him?
Oh, wow.
We forgot. We didn't bring our dogs.
Because if he did his job right, that that priest could make that fish feed 40 people.
Thank you. Thank you.
You wouldn't take Beluga's eyeball out there? He needs a blessing.
The laying of the hands?
He walked into a door. He walked into the screen last night, unfortunately.
Sure he did, Bing Crosby. Hey, Carla.
Down a flight of stairs. Ba-ba-ba-boom.
That dog is surely careless.
They're doing fine. They're doing just fine. My fish is doing fine. The dogs are doing fine. And it was kind of cool because a person brought in a bird into our church, and there was a bird over my right shoulder that was like going, meh, like right in the middle
talking
of the
bird?
Meh, meh. Yeah, it was, wasn't talking. It was just chirping.
Okay. Was it a
17 years old this bird was.
Oh,
They lived to 35. They lived to be 35 years old.
Yeah, some of those pirate birds live to be like 70. Like
some
the
of these
big
are 9-year old animals.
But remember, Mike, we were looking into birds at one point, and it seemed that they had the anxiety disorder that if you leave, they die.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I'm not going to, I'm still going to dinner Saturday night. Okay. Sorry, bird. If you're going to die over that, forget it. We're going to take a break, and we will come
back. Sorry, bird.
It's Q&A. It's Q&A wedding day on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Q&A.
I have questions about working from home. Mrs. O'Meara has inquired, and I want to ask you questions.
Oh, okay.
We'll take a break. Come back with more of that on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, this is Cooper's Hawk. When I'm not serving the finest wine of Bob's from Chicago, I like to listen to podcasts. Recently, after being verbally berated by a hobbled old man with his way out of league wife, I learned all about the Mike O'Meara Show. And that's when I learned all about the TMOS Wine Enthusiast Club. It's all things wine and all things TMOS. Look it up on Facebook today. Buy a wine membership.
There it is. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I love Harry's. I was talking about it yesterday. I love, 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 love Harry's. They are so confident that you're going to love their blades, and I know they are, and they should be confident. They're going to give you their trial shave set, and they're going to do it for free when you sign up at harrys.com/TMOS. All you have to do is pay for shipping. I think this is worth it to try this wonderful company that we've been telling you about for months. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price, which is why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Once you switch, you're not going to go back. The true story is that Jeff and Andy started this company. It's in Germany. It's had 100 years of blade-making experience. They're better blades. They're better blades for less money. It's wonderful. They offer their blades at half the price of the leading five-blade razor by selling directly to you over the internet. Plus, the shave will be, I guarantee it, the best you've ever had. Claim your free trial offer from Harry's today. That is a $13 value for free when you sign up. Your free trial set includes a weighted ergonomic razor handle, a 5 precision engineered blade cartridge with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. To get your free trial set, go to harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And we thank you.
You know, we have a lot of listeners that shave their head. I see it on Facebook. If you buy this razor to shave
your head, tons of them, Rob.
You will never look back. It is the greatest thing ever. It truly is.
How many listeners can you count on one hand that shaved their head?
Just 5. Yep. Billy, Jerry, Patsy, Sam.
Patsy?
Mo.
And Mo.
Patsy.
Patsy.
Hi, Hank. Anyway, moving right along.
Oh, him too.
The thing about that I wanted to ask. So, Michael's getting older. We're either going to redshirt him and have him go to kindergarten 1 year later, or we're going to do it next year. We're not sure. But Mrs. O'Meara is making noise about getting back into the workforce and kind of wondering what she wants to do. And I was saying, you know, it's a new world out there.
Yep.
And I think that
1099 economy.
I like the idea of the potential of you, you know, working from home. And I've never really explored it. I certainly work from home. I'm very happy about that. And, you know, we do a lot of work from our homes on the Mike O'Meara Show. Everybody, even when we come into the studio, we go back home and do a lot of our stuff. And I'm just curious how viable that is in this day and age. Did I hear a... Did I hear that? Did I hear
it? It was a nasal thing.
Did,
with
was that you that did that?
I apologize.
Was that you?
I thought it would be silent.
Who do you, being serious,
who do you
I heard
think?
You snicker.
No, I did not snicker. It was a nasal thing because I'm trying to stifle a cough.
All right.
I'm trying to stifle.
Do you have a cough?
The allergies are the air.
No, he's been making noises that are ungodly.
Oscar, I really hope you have a great wedding.
You're not feeling ill, are you?
No, far from it.
He's not sick. His body is finally, it's doing what it should have done years ago.
What, punching you in the face?
No, it's finally fracking. Like, it's fracking from within.
What? Fracking? You mean like, it's like expelling all the bad stuff?
Yes.
We're getting all the coal
like
out of my body?
They found the oil, and now it's pumping out.
Why is it fracking? What are you doing? Listen
to this fantasy story. This will be fun.
He's had burps that sounded medical, like medical grade burps.
Two burps today.
Today, how about yesterday?
We were how about yesterday?
Pony
it was great.
And I tally like when the big one's gonna come.
Okay,
Pony, are they concerning burps?
A little bit,
right?
Just a little bit.
If it does bring on a heart attack, I pray it comes sooner rather than later.
They're guttural. They're from like. They're
where should they come from, jackass?
They come from too deep.
Too deep.
They're way deep.
I have a built-in echo chamber.
Your burps come from your large intestine. They truly do.
They do.
It's like, I hear them right on microphone.
Do you mean that they have, the burps have sort of a cognitive ability to choose a lower or upper exit?
They're down there. They come from deep within.
Your burps.
I wish I had an example.
They're way past the mantle. If the earth has a crust, they're way past the crust.
Somebody might burp like, Rob's like, that's the way they're, right?
Yes.
They're like down deep.
Like the movie companies would kill for that sound if a velociraptor was coming at you.
Rob, make yourself useful.
Go get me a Pellegrino. Let's see what we can do.
I'm telling you, these burps is probably an ear, nose, and throat doctor listening right now. He's about to get him into the ER.
I should have an ENT. I really should have one on retainer.
Here I was asking for Mrs. O'Meara to
well, maybe she could come and be my nurse. Apparently, I'm dying.
No, they come from deep down like you have stomach distress.
No, I have no stomach distress. I know the show has proved that for years.
I know. That is
true. No, it does.
Take your time.
It does
take
sound
time,
painful.
Pal.
Jesus, he's slow.
Okay, while Rob drinks. Let me add this to your...
This is the lowest common denominator segment of the week right here.
All right, give me a sec.
Don't force
I'm just
it.
Waiting.
Just be natural. Just
got a brew.
How long has she been out of the workforce? See, that last tin, the last one, yeah, that's when there's a
concern. Well, what happens, you know, like when you go to a chili cook-off, they talk about front burn and back burn when you're eating the chili. That was mostly front burn. That little bit at the end was
what makes you burp, besides soda, the obvious stuff, what's something that gets your, digestive system in a
No, as far as burping goes, as far as an upper exit of a gas, is got to be soda. It's bubbles. Yeah.
Sodas.
Yeah. Sodas and beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And tall glasses of ice cold whiskey.
So is it viable? Where should I look for Mrs. O'Meara?
You could put her on care.com. That's where Carrie
I don't want her out. I don't want her, doesn't want to go out.
No, you don't. Care.com, you have a lot of stuff that's in-house.
No.
That you stay in your home?
Pet sitting? Yeah, stuff like that.
It's going to inconvenience
him. How do you pet sit if you're in the house?
You bring the dog to your home.
Let me stop.
All right.
Rob's trashy. Your wife isn't, all right? Your family isn't. You just hold on. Don't do what he's doing.
All he does is sitting here trying to burp to entertain people, and you call me trashy?
Again, trashy.
F you.
Okay. Listen.
Oh, my God. He's going to give us a...
I'm not going to force it. I don't want to be too it. Trashy.
Do it naturally, all right?
Right? Yeah, we'll just wait.
Be classy. Throw your radiators in a dumpster. That's good.
that's dumb. I'll own up to that. Now,
listen, there is an under... Let's all own this.
Yeah, relax.
There is a streak of white trash through the Mike O'Meara's show that we all possess, okay?
Yeah. Like a
skunk. I'm sitting down at the
like
tiki
a skunk
bar.
Stripe.
Exactly.
Mike, your wife can make
$3 margarita.
Wife can make top dollar by joining, and I won't say the names here because they're not advertisers. Hey,
you know,
I know 100% because what your wife is great at is getting S done.
Yep.
Right?
Yes, she is.
And she
She's
did that.
Super
for,
organized.
She did that for the legal.
The court report.
The court report. Yes, she did that.
That's correct.
She's also good at prolonging lives.
Don't you think she has her own?
I'm not going to get any help from him.
Well, because what he's essentially saying is that she's already on care.com because she's keeping you alive.
Is that what I'm saying?
That's what you're saying.
Oh, thank you.
So, okay, so look. Yes. She can be a top.
I give up. I'm done with it.
No, I think we're doing great. I think we're doing great.
Discussion off the air. That's it. But you're telling me there's a chance. Is that right, Oscar?
She can make top dollar doing what she wants in a better economy, which is Florida, than it is in D.C. for someone around the world doing the job that she likes.
Oh, all right. That's interesting. I will pick your brain on that after you come back from your non-existent honeymoon.
Yeah, I'll see you on Monday.
Oscar's going to be back on Monday. We have a special wedding edition of Oscar's Take,
which technically is a holiday anyway. He's coming in on Columbus Day to do a show.
How many times did we get that day off with CBS? Did we ever get Columbus Day?
That was a rotator, I think.
Nobody gets it off.
Nobody gets Columbus Day off anymore.
I'm trying to make you look good. Jesus.
No, you're trying to get it take off. Mike, for 2 seconds, was like, maybe we should take it off.
Do we have a one last burp before we go to commercial? Look at my hands. Look at the way I'm just sitting here with my hands.
You know what? I'll try to have one. Go get me a fizzy or an Izzy.
Get him an Izzy.
An Izzy.
Oh, get an Izzy. Bring the Izzy sodas. By the way, I might have changed my opinion on that from when I was lambasting you. The Izzy sodas, I saw them in a store. They look pretty good.
Yeah, I had a Faygo yesterday. It was delicious.
What kind of Faygo?
I had Red Pop.
What's Red Pop?
It tastes red.
Just take a break. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
And she says, you know what? And I said, what? She said, I get 10 days of leave a year. I think I'm going to take today off.
Oh my God. She just got that job.
Oh my God.
And I took the jumper cables and put the positive and the negative on each nipple, and I killed myself.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Shopping Amazon through our website. Yes. It's the mind-blowing, metabolism-boosting, orgasm-inducing new trend. All the cool kids are doing it. Mm. Cool kids like Aaron Kornhaus, who bought a Squatty Potty.
Oh!
We are pleased to report that it works great, and you can no longer see the veins in his forehead.
That's hilarious.
Kira Schuster bought a rope of LED lights to hang in her backyard sukkah for the Jewish holiday this week. There's a sukkah born every minute. Mike Sheehan bought a dog life preserver vest for his daughter's corgi, which should get the dog a discount on his life insurance. Megan McCormick bought a pressure cooker because dinner absolutely positively has to be ready at 6 p.m. No excuses! Get it?
Yeah.
Pressure cooker?
Right.
And Rob Snow White bought some dice for his first grader's homework project. As Nino Grismanelli would say, ooh, daddy's dice! From the deck of that jack tire.
That popped up on Facebook again this week.
Yes, shoppingamazon.com through our porthole. I saw it too.
Yep. Jack Tar.
We blow the man down. Tonight the bottle let me down. Yes, shoppingamazon.com through our portal changes nothing. I actually went to grease.org last night. I looked at his website. Do your shopping at Amazon and please access it via TMOs. I'm pathetic. Use the app or go through our website. Now go spend money and spend a lot of it. And we thank you. Grease. Why am I fascinated with post like radio Grease?
Because he has just enough mystery to him.
Yeah.
He's removed himself just enough.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news is only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views of Oscar Santana do not represent the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking Americans in the United States. And now, ladies and gentlemen, special wedding edition of Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take, Estella, you listening, you piggy.
Oscar, a Canadian woman or a Canadian woman of all ages. This is a survey. Still, was that the soda that you were opening?
It's the Izzy, yes.
Izzy.
Have you taken a sip yet?
Not yet, but I can.
Just will you, I heard you open it while
can
I was
starting. Can I have a Red Bull as well? If
let's see. Let's see what happens.
All right, take the Izzy.
Izzy. He sounds like that's going into a drain.
There it goes. 8.5 ounces.
He killed
it. Did you just drink the whole thing?
It's over.
Oh my yep.
Well, okay, we'll wait. It'll come soon.
The can looks a lot smaller in his hands.
Canadian women. It's like Andre the Giant holding a beer.
Canadian women of all ages. I don't even know why I have this prepared comment. Canadian women of all ages still tend to do more household chores
Boo.
Than their male partners. No matter how much they work or earn a job outside
that
their
wasn't
home.
Me.
Findings from a study in Springer's journal, Sex Roles, demonstrates the persistent gendered nature of how housework is divided. That's according to lead author Rebecca Horn of the University of Alberta in Canada, that women in Canada do more household chores than their male partners. Oscar, I need your wedding take on this.
Wedding take?
Rob's always railed against... Gentlemen, thank you for having me, A. B. Rob's always railed against Canada for some time now, right?
Mm-hmm. Always for some time.
If anything, I think you should embrace them. Because if these are true facts, you're actually living the Canadian way. You work so much more or so much harder than your wife.
Don't and you
so,
dare call me Canadian.
And so does Mike, for that matter.
Yeah, Mike.
I would say that maybe these Canadian men are going out and slaying the dragon. If they are... Women need to do the housework. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, you're listening to Oscar's Take. Here's marriage advice for newlyweds. This is every couple could use these. I don't know where I got it, but I was looking all over for it. Here and I'll just a couple of words on each
please,
one, Oscar.
Please.
There are a bunch of them here. Reintroduce meaningful conversation into your relationship. That's the first piece of
it. Talk is cheap.
Number two.
That's top out. Treat I need more. Spouse. I need more than that.
Oh, he's got a lot of them.
Good.
He's driving. Go
like
number two is treat your spouse with respect and admiration in public.
You know what? Put on a good face. As my mom would say when we were kids, cambia la cara, change the face. Nobody likes resting bitch face when you're walking around, even if you're unhappy. That's men
you
and
know,
women.
But I will tell you, on the show, you have your show persona, but when we've been out socially, or I've been, you always seem to be, no, you don't treat her that well.
No.
No. I get hammered and demand things.
That's right.
number three, learn how to ask nicely. Do you ask nicely? Do you ask? I don't, it doesn't say ask for what.
Yeah, what is he asking for?
An Izzy soda.
That's right.
I know it's just
Izzy soda.
I would
learn
say
how to ask nicely.
There is a way to make it seem like it's their idea to bring you something. And my dad's mastered this. He'll say, "Is there any coffee?" And his words.
My mom hated that. My mom hated that. Most of my wives have hated that.
That's manipulation.
Well, I don't know.
What percentage of your wives?
Well, my dad's Carla the master.
Okay. I'll use Carla's example. Okay. And say, "Do we have any of those? Do we have any of those apples left? Do you want an apple?"
And you know what I would
when
do, Mike?
Did Carla turn into Margaret Dumont.
I would scurry over to the kitchen, turn on and off the lights, and say, "Do you want these to come on when you flick up? Because that's what I do."
Okay, yeah,
sounds like she's the one who's flicking up.
Number four, be sincere about your love.
Oh God! Look, if this is love making,
write it.
We all got to pay our. We all got to pay our taxes sometimes. All right, so just pay them on time, and then she'll be happy.
Number five, volunteer together.
Oh, who's got the time?
Number five, six, share a hobby. Do you share a hobby with your
If it's living the dream that she has, yes, then we share it together.
Loving you.
Yeah, stamp so collecting far, and loving you.
Over six. The next one, give credit where it's due.
Okay.
I guess that means if she does something well, give her credit for it.
Big if.
This is positive reinforcement.
Rob.
Right?
What? Hit the misogyny alarm for yourself on that one.
You're not supposed to give so much positive feedback that they get used to it. But once in a while, I will throw her a bone, and she will do something that's okay, and mm-hmm. I'll hype her up on it. I was like, "Oh my God, you handle the landscaper so well." Kind of.
Next one is go. This is the last one.
Okay,
go to bed at the same time.
I don't mind that so much now. Oh,
sorry.
Yep, there it is.
Yeah. Boy, that tasted Mac, so citrusy.
Mac, way to come out of your slumber. Glad we've been busting our ass for the entire show.
Hey, you just
glad that got you to laugh. There we go.
We try to serve the comedy at different levels.
Jesus Christ. Boy, oh boy. Just keep looking at your LCD. Lowest common denominator. All right, very good.
How dare you?
I don't mind sleeping at the same time. She seems to enjoy the fact that we go to bed together, so I'm in.
Yes, she deal. Does.
All right, you're listening to Oscars.
Oscars Tonight.
Oscar, several studies show that the simple act of hugging for between 30 and 60 seconds increases levels of oxytocin,
ooh,
or oxytocin, a hormone that acts as a neurotransmitter in the brain and contributes to a sense of attachment. That's a sex therapist that wrote that. So hugging apparently benefits. If you do it for 30 to 60 seconds, it will improve your lot in life, Mr. Santana.
It all depends on the day of the week, because if it's weekdays, Reality Kings, Mofos, and 30 Inches Plus, they actually have new videos that 30 drop.
30 inches plus?
Yes. Yeah, who has they have a 40 30? Inches plus, 30 inches plus. Those are for asses.
He's a lost cause, yes, ladies yes, and gentlemen.
I thought it was
listening.
The 30 to 60
take,
seconds, yeah. You could just spend
Oscar's
time there
take.
And get that over
Oscar,
with.
Oscar, and with finally, a guy named Hermenegildo Beltran Meza from Plackerville. Is it Plackerville or Placerville?
I think it's Placerville.
Placerville?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's in Northern California, so we have listeners out there. Got into an argument with his wife recently. She was mad that he was spending so much money on scratch-off lottery tickets, but like any good gambling addict, he kept on buying the tickets, and he'd hide in the bathroom to scratch them off. And then last month, one of his tickets hit, and he won $1 million in a jackpot. So he says he got the courage to walk out of the bathroom and tell his wife.
Hey!
There's no word on how she reacted, but they did say they're planning to put the money towards their retirement. What is your take on? What's his name?
Yeah.
Hermenegildo Beltran Meza.
I think the key word is this. Retirement.
Mm.
Really, why would you want to stop working? Why would you want to stop earning the dollars that make really everything go around, right?
Because you won $1 million on a scratch.
Yeah. But the $1 million won't last you that long. Once you get the dollars back from taxes, say you roughly get $500,000,
right?
$500,000 paid all your credit cards. Let's say you got $100,000 of that. You got a home, you have $200,000. That won't last you a lifetime.
Then what should he tell his wife after all that?
Keep working.
Yeah.
He can quit, though.
Happy wedding day. Yes. That's Oscar's take, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break and come back with the tiny... Do you have wedding sounds? The wedding sounds.
I don't have wedding
what
sounds.
What about pedals?
No wedding sounds. We couldn't make the whole show wedding themed. Anyway, Rob's got his little sounds when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
This Saturday morning on The Wave, Rob Radio goes all Beatly. Now, let me ask you a question. When you were growing up, did you have the greatest hits albums from the Beatles? There was the Red Album and the Blue Album. Well, I did, and I still can hear the sequencing of the songs in my head because I listen to them that often. Well, this Saturday morning on Rob Radio, we're going to play the Red Album, we're going to play the Blue Album, we're going to play them in their entirety, and we're going to play them in order. Beatles music! All for you on Rob Radio, Saturday morning at 7, right here on The Wave, 97.1 FM or 971thewave.com. It's gear. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rob Speedway.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The TMOS bonus packages, you know, there's a chill in the air, and that can only mean one thing. It's autumn, bitches. Time to go out and romp in the colorful fallen leaves, but beware. It's the time of year for chiggers and ticks.
What?
And even worse, TMOS listeners that don't subscribe to the bonus show, they suck the worst of all. Blood-sucking, slimy parasites that leave you feeling, at the very least, comedically drained. Don't drain us, you disgusting bloodsuckers. Sign up for the TMOS bonus show right now.
When?
What? Remember, the future of our show depends on it. Besides, you don't know what you're missing. It's the most fun we have each week, and it still has that yummy flavor that screams autumn. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click on the bonus banner. You get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please, quit sucking!
Thank you.
Thank you. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Friday, October 6th, 2017. Rob Spiewak.
I so seldom start the audio vault with a letter, but I got a letter that sets up our first sound. And it says, "Hi, Mike, Rob, Oscar, and various interns. I rented a movie through iTunes last night called Killing Gunther, starring Taron Killam and Bobby Moynihan. The movie was so-so, but what really piqued my interest was the closing credits music. It was uncredited, but it sounds like, to me, Arnold is singing a country song. Arnold Schwarzenegger is also in this movie, and okay. The closing song is called Earthquake Love. He's not credited, but a simple Google search brought up this hit country record.
Okay. Yeah, because I have to tell you, here we go. Rockin' body, pretty face, attitude bigger than the sand and grace. It's troubling when she's rumbling, so give a wide berth. Can't help but love her, she's the salt of the earth. Now I wasn't expecting a full-fledged passion or salt.
Jesus, that's horrible.
It's all her fault.
And all you had to say with the movie was Bobby Moynihan.
I know, that's your ticket
right
there. I bet
it's stellar.
But what's great about Arnold, remember when your Arnold impression has gone through phases?
Right.
And right about the time he was made governor, he became Confident Arnold.
Yes, that's right. They're my planes. There you go. That's why I'm showing up for you on time. Yes.
Which is why
I'm a country guy. Spreading my words.
I have to play the end of the record because it looks like maybe they got one take out of him.
Earthquake. Again, okay, that was good. Yeah, that was perfect. The first take is the last take. No, I don't want to do it again.
The first take was the last take.
The first take is the last take. Huh? You want the better one? You're not going to get it. That's what Rob wanted. He wanted confident Arnold here. Yeah, that's it. You want to do another one? No way. Can't get better than that one. That's the way it is.
So I want to say thank you.
Come on, give me a break.
Hey, Arnold, can you thank Cordy in Wichita, Kansas for sending that along?
Cordy, Wichita. Hope you enjoyed that song. Huh? I did it. I did it in one take. The first take is the last take. Talk is showing. That's what the... Hey, Rob.
Yeah,
You're still getting the burps from that Easy Soda?
Sometimes. You never can tell.
No problem at all. Hey, Mac, have fun at the Micro Center with all your buttons.
Thanks, Arnold.
Your buttons.
That's it. That's
fine. What he thinks of it.
Yes, make sure. Hey, it's his wedding weekend. Get him some extra cables.
Okay. This Guinness record makes me uneasy because of the way the lady describes it. It's a dog in South Dakota, St. Bernard, named Mochi. And Mochi, what do you think is the record that Mochi has set?
Licking his balls?
Well, you're partial credit, Arnold.
All right.
He has the longest dog tongue on record.
Ew.
But this lady seems very excited about it.
Mochi is a rescued St. Bernard, and we've had her for about 6.5 years, and her tongue measures from snout to tip 7.3 inches. She loves peanut butter so much that today we use peanut butter to help encourage her to stick her tongue out so she can show you the impressive length and how far she can lick up on her face. When we open that Guinness World Records book and see Mochi's picture in there, we're going to feel very proud, and it's going to make all of the water and slobber that we've cleaned up over the last 6.5 years well worth it.
Sure. Loves peanut butter.
She sounds a little bit like the Frontier cook. What's that lady, Reed Remond?
Yeah, bitch on wheels.
We're going to make 7-layer bars, and Mochi has a 7-inch tongue.
We're going to put peanut butter in a certain place.
Okay, all right,
Today on have you ever noticed on the Frontier Woman that the parents, her husband and her sons are always elsewhere?
Yeah. They're
around. Never around because why? She's a bitch.
Mike.
No, she's not.
Just briefly. Yes. Just briefly. I just invited you to a $50 head-to-head draft. Are you in for a draft?
A $50 head-to-head?
You and I put 50 in, you put 50 in, we win 90, whoever that does.
You're
going
to have to
home.
Wait till later to find out.
Bad, you're gonna bad, have to bad, fight. Bad,
all
bad,
I have to
bad.
Do is accept, and then we go into the auto draft.
Then we go in.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah!
I'll do it. It'll make the weekend fun. I need it. Draft.com. Playdraft.com or Got draft. It. Get the app. It's draft. Go to the app store. And
I didn't think I could pull it, but they're allowing me to do it, and I was like, damn.
God, you know
it's
what?
For M. O'Mara, the sake. and Oscar F. Santana.
Yes,
by
yes.
the way, if he kicks in 25, do we get to do it cheaper? Or
well, I've already just set up between you and I thought he wouldn't. He would say no.
I would say no.
You would say fizzy soda.
And you know what? For the sake of the work environment, I pray to God Mike wins.
Are you mad at me?
Of course.
Oh, my God. You mean I lose if I win?
Yes.
I'm in, baby.
Oh, my God. You're in. Yeah, I see it.
All right. I want to play you this. This is depressing. You know the song Take Me to the River? Al Green did it. Talking Heads yes. did it.
Yeah.
A guy named Syl Johnson did
the
it.
The Fish.
Do you know? Yes. Do you know that the most money that went to the composer came from royalties from Big Mouth Billy Bass? This is where all the money came from.
The bass.
Yes, on the wall, the rubber fish.
Take me to the river.
Who, by the way, has outlived all four previous bubbles.
That's, yeah, unfortunately. That's wonderful. That's a lovely little factoid.
I want 10.
I'd like 10 Billy Basses.
10 Big Mouth Billy Basses.
You'd have to go to another store. Hey, Mac, it's time to go to the Micro Center tomorrow.
Hey, Arnold.
We might need a little Arnold. We'll have Arnold at the live show.
Arnold, friends and family at Micro Center this weekend.
The first take is the last take.
And let us close with this. This is important for everyone that follows science. A new use for tears.
Crazy story in the news. Crazy story. Scientists have figured out how to generate electricity from tears. Mm-hmm. Yes! In fact, they say that soon 10% of our energy will come from people watching This Is Us. Just all of it.
That's right. Chrissy Metz. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You
That's
got
your
that
magic audible Oscar. Have a wonderful wedding.
Thank you.
Love to you and your family,
yes.
Oscar. You will be a married man. We want to hear all about it on Monday's show. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, update the app. Messages for Rob. Rob with two Bs. MikeOMaraShow.com. Mailing address, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful wedding, Oscar.
Yay!
Give our very best to your bride, Shannon.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear all about it on Monday. We'll see you next time. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.